I'm Russ White for MSU Today. MSU alumnus Glenn Stevens is executive director of Misch Auto and vice president of automotive and mobility initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber.
I work in the economic development space, particularly with our automotive and mobility industries in Michigan. And Misch Auto and what I do with the chamber and across the state is we're focused on promoting, retaining, and growing our automotive and our next generation mobility industries here in Michigan.
I caught up with Stevens following his presentation to the Lansing Regional Chamber Economic Club. He says this is not your father's automotive industry anymore.
Well, the automotive industry is transforming so fast because of this convergence of the auto and tech industries and this need for the development of next generation mobility. And that's a different way or a more efficient way for people, goods, and services to move in our world, in our society, because of a variety of different factors, from the big picture issues like hyper-urbanization and people living longer to safety, and probably that's the most important one. But the world's changing, and Michigan is changing with it and needs to change with it if we're going to stay at the forefront of automotive leadership, and we're going to take our automotive industry and utilize it for the greatest platform for diversification we have into cybersecurity and artificial intelligence and connected vehicle. That can all be done right off of the industry we already have today, and we're doing that.
There are challenges and opportunities ahead for Michigan to remain the global leader in the evolving automotive industry.
So let's talk about the opportunities first. So the opportunities to solve problems that the globe has in front of us. So scarcity of resources, demographic shifts, technology shifts, the hyper-urbanization that I talked about. Those are issues that the world's wrestling with. So technology solutions that emanate from our auto industry and our mobility tech world, they can help solve some of those problems. Challenge is probably the biggest one is talent. And we talk about this all the time, but, you know, economic development and economic growth, corporate growth, developing new technology and innovation, that all comes from people. So having the talent to do that and to look at it holistically as to where that talent comes from. Do we grow it? Yes, we grow it. Do we attract it? Yes, we attract it. Veterans into the workforce, new Americans, so we're very involved with like Global Detroit and immigration reform, and then also retraining and reskilling of people. We have tremendous opportunities to do that.
Stevens recalls a Ford executive saying companies will deploy their resources where the talent is.
Point blank. I mean, that's it. So I was at the meeting when he said that, and I remember, and I hear this all the time, you know, you could pick any executive or anybody in the industry, and they're going to tell you the same thing. We're global companies, and for us to grow our businesses, develop new technologies, we have to be a place where the talent is to do that.
So what is the desired talent pool seeking from an employer?
So there's that old adage, that old line, that culture eats strategy for business or for breakfast. And I do believe that's true. So, you know, when you look at attracting talent to your company, what's the culture? What's the mission of your company? What's the environment? And it's compensation. Of course it's compensation and, you know, what you do and how you live and work in your environment. But really it's that culture and that mission that's important for companies to evolve and to understand that people might want to live, work, or play differently than we traditionally have, and these cubicle farms are done and gone with. So that's what we're talking about.
Stephen says we're watching the digitalization of our economy.
The digitalization of the workforce, and I refer to this new recent Brookings study, is that, you know, we've got a society where the Internet of Everything is around us. Everything's connected. Everything has software development and coding involved in it. But people to be able to fix things, the people to be able to use things, you have to have skills in this digital economy. Almost every job classification that you're talking about has that. And so that's really important as we look forward.
Glenn Stevens says Industry 4.0 is upon us.
So that's an acronym you'll hear. It emanated out of Germany, and that's what they kind of call the Fourth Industrial Revolution. But that's the smart cloud in the factory, that's additive manufacturing, you know, 3D printing, that's robotics and cobots, and these are the things you're seeing on the shop floor now, which we've never seen before. New ways of making things higher quality, more efficient, safer, faster on the shop floor, and being able to do that and use them to compete on a global stage. That's what we're doing, and Tom Kelly and the folks at Automation Alley are kind of leading the charge on that. for us and with us.
Glenn Stevens is a proud MSU alumnus.
Very special place in a lot of different reasons. I actually literally grew up on campus. My father was the resident hall director in Case and then in Shaw while he was working on his PhD. So I literally was an infant on campus here and grew up here, but came back to go to school here, and I'm very proud of that. Got my executive MBA from Michigan State, too, and it's a special place. I think there's an amazing array of network with the alumni, the assets that we have here. You know, I personally have been touched by, you know, what the university's been going through, the tragedy that, you know, these women and these victims have gone through. I mean, if it doesn't touch you and make you, you know, feel for them as people, but because Michigan State has been in the middle of it, it's been a big impact, and I we all want to heal and move forward. But it's a special place to me. I mean, I don't care if you're walking down the Red Cedar or going to a football game or walking up Grand River. I mean, I love this place. I'm very proud to be a Spartan and looking forward to hopefully making a difference in working with the university more and more into the future.
Stevens wants the talent pool to know that the automotive industry is an exciting place to build a career.
Well, I think it's probably one of the most exciting and dynamic times to be alive with regards to technology, and the rapid pace of technology is accelerated like we've never seen it before. I mean, Moore's Law has been around 50 years where the transistor and the chip have been accelerating, and it continues to do that, and that enables more technology to come to life. So, you know, young people, people who look to come to the industry, if you want to work in an industry that is high-tech, global, consumer-focused, and is growth-oriented, well, sure, you can do that at Google and Apple, but you can do that at General Motors and Ford or Toyota here in Michigan, too.
And how does Michigan build on its leadership in the emerging mobility space?
Well, I think it comes down to those four areas we talked about today. Are we leading with policy to enable the testing and the physical environment for these new technologies to come to life? Do we have the regulatory climate, the political climate? Are we focused on the people and the talent? Are we focused on the projects and the infrastructure to do this? And are we positioning ourselves and telling the world that if you want to be a mobility startup, or you've got a new company that you want to bring to Michigan that's not part of the ecosystem here, this is the place to be. It's really important to know and understand how fast things are changing, and to have an open eye with regards to, you know, how that can impact you, your business, what you're learning if you're in school. I also think that you need to know and remember that it is an incredible opportunity because, again, high-tech global growth industry, Michigan, incredible place to live, work, and play. You put those two things together, and this is an industry that, you know, and a place to live that really can be special, and you can build a career and a life in it.
That's MSU alumnus Glenn Stevens, who is executive director of Mich Auto and Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Learn more at michauto.org. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.